Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'ach, we begin Perek Shein, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Yisoid, that turned the laws of the foundation, that turned the Sefer Ma'adah in the Book of Knowledge, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek, which opened up the Mishneh Torah, these halachas regarding the knowledge of Hashem, which in this Perek we discuss regarding the loving of Hashem, the fear of Hashem, and the recognition of Hashem. As Rambam gives halacha up regarding this mitzvah of loving and fearing Hashem. Hakel ha'nichbad ba'anoyer hazeh, as we described in the previous Perek, this honorable and awesome God, mitzvah la'avo li'yiru isa. There's a mitzvah to love Him and to fear Him. Shnamek says in the pasuk, "V'after es Hashem lekecha, you shall love Hashem your God." And then, like it says in the pasuk, "Es Hashem lekecha tira, Hashem your God, you should fear." Halacha beis, "V'heichi aderech la'avosu b'yiru isa." And what's the way to love Him and to fear Him? So b'shoshis b'yin od b'maisa. By the time when the person contemplates and reflects on his actions, Uvruv in his creations, Hanaflom Agdom, that are wondrous and that are so great, V'yirim Hem Chachmas, and he sees from them his wisdom, Shein Lo Erech V'Lekeitz, which is, there's no qualifying it and there's no end to it, V'yar Hu Ayiv, immediately he loves, U'mashabeach U'mafara, and he praises and he exalts, U'masava Taiba G'doyl, and he has a great desire, Leid Hashem HaGold, to know the great name, K'mash Amar Dabar, like Dabar HaMelech says in Tehillim, Tzama Navshi L'Lekim, my soul thirsts for God, L'Kel Chayv, the living God. Now, when he thinks and contemplates regarding these things themselves, so right away he trembles backwards, and he's afraid, and he trembles, he knows he's a small creature, dark and lowly, that he stands with a small amount of and a very light intelligence, in front of the complete one of knowledge. Like David Melch says, when I see your heaven, the handiwork of your fingers, then says later, who is man to recall him? Like we see how small we are in this infamestable greatness of God. Now based on these words that we're saying, by contemplating, realizing that the incredible wisdom and nature of God, you come to love Him and to fear Him, says the Rambam, Ani mevar klon gedoylim. So I'm going to explain some great rules, mimaiser debayin oylamim, from the actions of the Master of the World, kadeshiyu pesach lemeiv, that there should be an opening for the one who understands, lev as Hashem, to love Hashem, k'meshamech chacham ben ya'avav, the way the sages say regarding love, shemitoich kach, that through the understanding and the contemplation of God's Torah and His mitzvahs, atamakas misha'ama ba'ya oylam, you're going to recognize the one who said, and then there was the world. So Halacha Gimel begins these klolim of the Maisa of Hashem. Kol Masha Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam, whatever God created in His world, Nechlik L'Shlosha Chalakim, is split into three different parts. Mehem, you have those that are Beruyim, that are creatures, Shei Mechubarim Megoyim Metzura, that are connected from the form and the matter. The Heim Hoivim V'Nifsad Tamid, and they were constantly coming into being and being coming out of existence. K'megufos Ha'adam Abema, like the beings of men and animals, Vatzmachim and the sprouts, Vahamatoches and the metals, which those are the four types of creations on this planet, which generally it's said in the opposite order, which is Doimim, that which is mineral, Tzaymeich, a sprout, Chai, a living creature like animals, and Medaber, which is the human being. Now, that's one type. Umihem, and then you have another type. Beruim Shem Mechubar Megoyim Metzura. Yeah, these are creatures that are formed from matter and form. Aval in Meshtanim Meguf Leguf, but they don't change from body to body, material to from form to form. Kamei Rishon, like the original ones, because when a human being dies, so then they disintegrate and it goes back to being earth, and then whatever other elements go elsewhere, and then it creates another form and constantly goes back and forth. These don't change from body to body and from form to form like the first type, like the first category. Rather, their form is permanent in their matter forever. They don't change like the first category. They're the spheres, and the stars and the planets that are inside these spheres. Now, their matter is not like all other matter, and their form is not like all other forms. Now, the third category, mihem, which is the highest, they're created with form, but no matter at all. They're what we call the malachim. They're not a body or corporal. Rather, they're different forms that are different one from the other. No, Allah Dalat, so Mao Zesha and the Vimaim. So what's this, the prophets that they say? Shiro Hamalach Ish Ubal Kanafayim, that they saw the Malach that fire and is winged, I thought they don't have a body. So Hakob Mara Navur, but everything is in the vision of the prophecy and through a parable. Loima to say, it's representing an idea the way we said in the previous paragraph regarding Hashem, She'ena Guf, that he's not a body, meaning the ina covered kagufas hakvedim, and therefore the malach is not heavy like the way bodies are heavy, meaning like water or like earth, rather they're light, like fire and like wind. But again, it's all a mushal just to explain. Commission Amak says in the Pasuk in the bottom, Kashem Akecha, because Hashem your God, Ish Oichlu, he's a consuming fire. Not the God's fire, it's like representing that idea of ina Ish, not fire, a mushal. Rather it's a parable. Commission Amak, it says in the Pasuk in Tillim, Oisa malachim ruches, he makes his malachim wind. So again, that's the idea that they're light, like wind, but again, they don't have, and they are not, physical. Now, halacha, hey, then the question becomes, so what separates these forms one from the other? But they're not bodies. The Rambam explained in Perek Aleph that what separates is physical. So how are they separate? Because they're not the same in their reality. Each one is lower than the level of the other. And is actually... it comes into being from his power, one above the other one. Now, they all ultimately come into reality from the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his goodness. This is what Shlomo alluded to in his wisdom, and he said, because higher upon higher is it watching and protecting, that's the layers and levels, and that's what differentiates Malachim, even though there's no physical body. Now, halacha vav, zeh shemar, they're qualifying, this is how we said, lematim imalas ish chaver, that's beneath the level of the other one, the other malach, in a malas makam, it's not a level of space and place, like a person that sits above his friend. Rather, it's like when you talk with two sages, they say one is greater than his friend in wisdom, that we say that his level is higher than the level of the other one, but it doesn't mean in physical height. Like you say, regarding a cause, shila malam and all of that, it's above what's coming out from that cause. It's a description, but not an actual physical reality. Halacha zayin. Now, shinu shemayis malachim, the different names that the malachim have, al shem malachim, is because of their levels, like we spoke about. Therefore, they're called chayis hakodesh, the holy chayis. They're highest of all of the malachim. And then you have, going downwards, vayifanim, Ve'elim, ve'chashmalim, u'srafim, u'malachim, ve'lihim, u'v'ne'lihim, u'keruvim, ve'ishim. These are the different names that we have that malachim are given. We call elu asar ha'shemes, shenikru by malachim. These are the 10 names that malachim are called by. Hashem, eser malach shalahemhem, because of the 10 levels that there are in the different types of malachim. U'malach she'en la'malachimena. Now, the level that there's none above that, ela malach sekel, and only the one that's above that type of malach is the level of God, Baruch Hu, blessed be He Milas Hatsuga Shanikas Chayis. That's the level of the form that we said that the highest one is of the Malachim are is the one that's called Chayis. And Lafikach Nem Nebuah, therefore it says we're going to, in prophecy, Shein Techas Kis HaKavod, that they're beneath the God's throne of glory because they're the highest thing closest to God. Now, Milas Siris, the 10th level, the lowest one, He Milas Hatsuga Shanikas Ishim. That's the level of the form that's called Ishim. They're the Malachim that speak with the prophets. And then the ones that appear to them in the vision of their prophecy. And therefore they're called Ishim, because of the word Ish, of man, because their level is close, a little bit above the level of the intelligence of the human being. Now, all these forms, Chayim, they live, they recognize the Creator, and they know God with a great consciousness, very much. Every form of the malach, whichever level it is, according to its level, not according to its greatness. Now, even the highest, the first level, cannot fully comprehend the truth of the Creator as He is. Rather, its consciousness is too short to comprehend and to really know. But it does comprehend and know more than what the level of the malach beneath it comprehends and knows. So to every single level, ad malasich until the lowest, the 10th level, it also knows God with consciousness. that no power of any human being that's connected from matter and form, from body and soul, could comprehend and know as that malach. But no one knows the Creator as he knows himself. Halacha test. Now, kol hanemtzoim, all beings, chutz min ha-boyche, except for the Creator, mitzura ha-rishayna, from the first form, meaning the highest, which is the chayas ha-kodesh, ad yitrush katan, until the smallest mosquito, the smallest fly, sheyebetab orza, will be in the center of the earth, ha-kol mikoich ha-mitasin nemtzo, they all come from the power of his truth, that's what the, how they exist. Since God knows himself, and he recognizes his greatness and his splendor and his truth, so he knows everything. And there's nothing that is hidden from him. Now, Halacha Yud continues regarding the knowledge of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makar Mita, the Holy One, blessed be he, recognizes his truth. And he knows it as it is. Now, he doesn't know it with a knowledge which is extrinsic, be outside of him. Like we know, us and our knowledge are not one thing. We learn things from comprehending from what's outside of us. But the Creator blessed, who, him, his knowledge, his life, it's all one. Mikol tzad, from all sides, from all corners, any way of unifying, it's all one. Because if he would live in life, and he would know things which is from beyond him, like the way we know, then there would be many gods. Who, him, b'chayev, and his life, b'dayte, and his awareness. That's not the case. He's one, from all sides, from all corners, and all ways of unification. If you say that he's the only one, this only thing is him, it comes that you say, he's the one who knows. He is what is known, he's the knowledge. He's the one that is being known, but the Atman, he's the knowledge itself. Hakolech, it's all one. But davazeh, such a thing in koich v'pela amrei. The mouth does not have the power to say that. V'lei ba'ozem l'shomai, and neither does the ear have the ability to hear it. V'lei b'lei ba'odem l'kir al buri, and neither does the heart of man have the ability to truly recognize this idea. Now, therefore, since he's all one, the Pasuk says, for example, in Bereishis, Chei Pare, by the life of Pare he swears, or like it says in Pasuk Shmuel Alpha, Chei Nafshecha, and by the life of your soul. Now, that's by Pare or by a person, but we don't find the Pasuk say, by the life of Hashem. El Chai Hashem, which means like the living God, because he is life and life is him. He's the source of all life. Because the Creator and his life is not two, like the life of the way a physical matter lives, like the life of Malachim. Therefore, so he doesn't recognize the creations and to know them machmas habaruim because of that their creations commission on the Yodim, like we know them. No, el machmas asma yodim. He knows them from himself because he knows himself. So lefikar lirim nishu yideasma, since he knows himself, like we said, so yideakol, he knows everything, shakol nismach mabiyasolai, because everything is dependent on his own existence, and that's how he knows everything. Halachir Aleph, regarding describing what we're talking about in these two parakim of the Maisim Arkava, so dvarim elu shomarnu b'inyin zeh, these things that we spoke about in this topic, b'shnei parakim elu, in these first two chapters, kamei tipa min ayamhem, they're like a drop of water from the sea. Is that what you have to explain from this topic? The explanation of all these principles that we discussed in these two chapters, this is what's called, in the words of the sages, the acts of the chariot, because it refers to the chariot that Yechezkel saw, which was revealed to him, the vision of God, which even though he didn't actually see a chariot, but since he saw a vision that was beneath the Kisei HaKavod, the four chayos, which is in the form of a merkava, which has four wheels, so therefore it's called Maisim Merkava, but it means to say regarding the understanding of the greatest Kabbalistic secrets of the world itself, of the metaphysical understanding of the world. Halacha Yud Beis. Now, Tzivuch Chachamim Rishonim, the earlier sages commanded, Shloi Lidrish B'Dvar Me'ilu, not to expound on these things, El L'Ish Echad L'Vad. One should only expound on it to an individual person. V'u'en, that is Shiyah Chacham, he should be wise, umiv midaiti, and to understand things on his own understanding. The achakach, and then moishim le rosh haprakim, you give him over the primary chapter headings, And you let him know just a smidgen, a little bit from this topic. And he'll understand from his own understanding. And he'll know the end of this thing and its depth. And these things are things that are very deep. And not every type of consciousness and intelligence is appropriate to be able to tolerate and to be able to carry these ideas. And regarding these things, Shlema said in his great wisdom, in the way of a parable, the pasuk says initially, "Kavasim l'vushecha," which literally means to say lambs for your clothing, because we take the wool and we make our garments out of it. But this is what the sages said in explaining this parable. The word kvasim could be read kvashim with a sin, not a sin. Dvarm shem kivshayin nishalodim, regarding these things that are the secrets of the world, yulul vershecha, they should be for your clothing klem, in other words, l'cholavatcha, only for you. They should be what you dress yourself in. But don't expound them in public. This is what it says, the pasuk in Mishlei, yilul vadecha, it should be only for you, ve'en lazarm itach, and no foreigner should be with you. This is what it says in Shir Hashirim, Devash v'cholav tachas l'sheinich, honey and milk beneath your tongue. This is what the earliest sages explained. Dvarm shem k'dvash v'cholav, these things that are like honey and like milk, these great secrets of the world, you tachas l'sheinich, should be beneath your tongue, meaning it should only be for the person himself and not to share with the masses.